We're standing in front of the Mud Club at 77 White Street, an address that has been burned into my brain forever, opened by Steve Maas in late 1978, open until 1983.
Linda Yablonsky is a writer who frequented the Mud Club.
It was a building that was owned by Ross Bleckner, a painter. The Mud Club was on the first two floors of the building. There was no sign. And this was very much not the uptown glitter disco scene. This was totally a punk rock scene. Lots of leather jackets and pork pie hats and skinny lapels. What made the Mud Club fascinating was different people would arrange parties on different nights, which were theme nights. Elvis's birthday, James Brown night, and everyone would dress a certain way, and it became a place for performance. That's what set it apart. Very amateurish. They were really performance art. Friends would perform for other friends and seemed to be centered around music and film in large part. Several nights a week, you would walk in the door and you wouldn't know what you were going to see, but it was going to be something that wasn't happening anywhere else in New York or anywhere else in the country, for that matter. It did define a kind of downtown sensibility because there were all these things going on in every one of the arts, and you couldn't fail.